Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smokin' Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
I do. I have no idea if anyone can hear me. Zigzag Double Z was signed in as the host, and I was called in as a guest, and then Double Z disappeared. Must be a Skype-related issue. Might be a Skype issue. But I'm still called in as a guest. It looks like I'm talking. It looks like Zigzag might be jumping back in somehow through the miracle of technology and science. We'll see how that goes. But I don't see the deal. Now, there's another wrinkle in this, possibly, wherein you might not be able to hear what I'm saying. It's because I got a brand new audio setup that cost me a whopping $14.99 from Walmart. I've been having to call in on my actual cell phone, which I'm holding up for the camera here. That nobody can see. And it's got a microphone, so it's like a hands-free talking thing. I haven't tested it. I literally just walked in the door and plugged it in. So I don't know if this mic is working or not. All right, here comes Zigzag.
I'm here, Rufus.
He's struggling to speak. Are you there?
Hello?
Are you there? Wow.
I am here. Are you there?
Wow. The audio quality from your end is terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like a data transfer issue.
Not like it's your mic or anything.
Real scratchy and delayed. I think it's a Skype
Blog Talk Radio connection issue.
I can see what you're doing, but I'm not getting any of it to my ears.
Via the show, just static.
I can hear myself coming through your speakers,
which is weird.
You've got to go tune the Trans Am that is the Hyper Sloth studio.
The Colorado HQ.
It's a well-oiled machine. Nope, still nothing from the mic. I can't hear you talking in the mic because I can hear my voice coming through your speakers or something. This would be a great time to play Yakety Sax.
Can you hear me? Yeah, but can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Tell you what, maybe I should just, should I play a song? Spin a track, as the kids say. Should I lay down some DJ skills for a second?
Yes, I'll do it.
Got a farm, fertilizer with crappiness. 'cause a farming is my dream. Yeah, I am a farmer. That's what I do best. Farming is my pride and joy, my hopes to wear my breath. Yeah, I am a farmer. That's what I do best. Farming is my pride and joy, my hopes to wear my breath. I said, I am a farmer. Yeah, that's what I do best. Farming is my pride and joy, my hopes to wear my breath. Yeah, I am a farmer.
Zigzag, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can. Is this Zigzag?
This is. This is. I don't even want to tell you what the problem was. I don't want you to freak out.
Well, I think there's multiple problems. I didn't have Skype muted, so that was creating an echo, like you said. I think there was who the fuck knows?
Hey, all I know is that we're all bored now, and for the listeners that hung with us through our technical difficulties, God bless you. Sloth bless you. Sloth bless you. That's hard to say. Try to say that, Rufus.
Sloth bless you. Sloth bless you. Sloth bless you. That's a good exercise. As a part-time voiceover
like,
artist, I'm going to exercise with that from now on.
That's sort of like issues. Were you just saying issues?
Issues. Skype issue.
Spell issue for me. Can you spell issue?
ISSUE.
So issue. Yeah, I think that's how you spell it. It just seems like it's kind of weird. It just seems like one of those weird words.
Well, English is chock full of them.
What's going on in Arkansas?
Same old stuff. It's been raining. It's all disgusting and sloppy and wet and muddy around here. We
awesome.
Had an interesting automotive
awesome.
Adventure that's almost,
oh,
it's
no.
almost a rant. It would be a rant, except for one detail. If you want to hear it, I'll share it with you.
And now it's time for another delightful Hyper Sloth Rant!
I just know
it's
going to turn into a rant. My bad. I just know it's going to turn into a rant.
Well, it might not. I don't know. So we bought this new vehicle, Ford Explorer. We drove 2 hours away to get it. Bringing it back, it had a blowout in the middle of the night. We dealt with that. Okay, got it back. Everything else
that's
is
what she said.
Working great. It's used, but it's got its quirks. That's also what she said. And but we found out recently that
she was
the
talking
windshield
about herself.
Wipers, yes, or me talking about her. So the windshield wipers don't work. They won't turn on. There's not even a hum, like something's trying to happen when you flip the deal. So we took it to the quote-unquote mechanic in town.
Town guy? Townie?
Yeah. It's a shop. It's Ed Service Shop. They've done us good. This is a weird situation. So they put in a new motor, a new wiper motor. Nope, didn't do it. They changed all the fuses.
What else is there? What else
oh,
is there?
It gets better. They changed all the fuses and the relays. Nope. Didn't do it. And so they determined that it was what's called the GEM, which is the General Electronics Module, and costs about $400.
Now,
it took them about a week to get to this point. Constant nonstop worry. They probably spent 80 hours just trying to fix our windshield wipers.
Are they charging you for labor by the hour?
Well, here we go. Well, yeah, they are technically. So they say it's the GEM. Well, of course, the GEM isn't something you can just stroll down to fucking O'Reilly Auto Parts and get. It's like a manufacturer direct thing. It has to be programmed by a dealership, which is always going to rape you. And so now we're like, well, fuck. We have to go to a dealership after spending X amount. We had to do some other stuff, too. Turns out they didn't charge us for the labor on that. They're like, we couldn't get it fixed, so it's a wash, you guys. We're not going to charge you for that labor. But some other minor things we had done to it added up to about $300. So we paid that. And now we're thinking, geez, this GEM module is about $400 and 2 hours worth of labor at a dealership, which is going to bend us over a barrel for it. They're really hard to find, dude, because it's like one of those things that never breaks in anything.
I've looked for
ever.
That kind of shit before.
Yeah.
I've looked
and
for it.
I
know what you're talking about. I feel you.
Yeah, you can find one, but it has to be like programmed by a certified Ford guy.
And what do you do if it doesn't work? What the fuck do? You know what I mean? You're kind of stuck. You kind of are dependent on the how tricky of the car company to have something like that go out on you, though. You know, no one ever thinks of the windshield wiper. That's like the most important part of the car at the end of the day. Because without windshield wipers, you're pretty much not going anywhere if it's raining.
It rained so much here. I mean, it rained today. But designed ourselves.
It could be like your sunshine car.
You're right, the sunshine car for Sunday drives. But
we
resigned ourselves to spending another $600 on this fucking car. And I started looking online. I was like, I'm going to give it one last ditch effort. And I found a video where a guy had a Ford Explorer and he couldn't get it out of park. And I was like, that has nothing to do with what I'm looking for, but I'm going to check it out. So I looked, and he also said then the wipers don't work and this and that. Turns out, long story short, I looked underneath the deal. It was a single 5-amp fuse. That was not even in the
fucking
fuse board. I took another 5-amp
fuse
from somewhere else, put it in there, turned it on. The windshield wiper's working perfectly.
Oh, you know what's so fucked up about that story, Rufus? The dealership would have bent you over and fucking screwed you like nobody's business. We'd be like, that fucking idiot didn't even check this fuse. Let's fucking rape him.
Exactly. The problem with the fuse is I downloaded the operations manual for the vehicle, and that fuse is not labeled as having anything to do with the wipers. It's the transmission sensor fuse, but that channels electricity or whatever to other things. And that's what the YouTube video guy said. He's like, turns out it supports everything else, but it goes through the transmission, so they only call it transmission sensor. And
I wonder if they did that on purpose.
Gee,
I don't want to get all conspiracy theory on you, but I'm sure it was probably – how many miles on this thing? It's probably around 100,000. They're like, yeah, this is things they didn't do for a fucking $3,000 tune-up.
Oh, yeah, that's programmed into the GEM. When you hit the 100,000 mark,
exactly.
You break.
It's just like a lit fuse once you start driving it. It's like either goes by 5 years or so many miles. They're like, that fucker's coming in for a $3,000 tune-up. You know what? They already have that. They call it the check engine light. It just kind of pops on around 60,000. So funny. My parents.
It did.
Of course it did. My parents both have the exact same car. Why? They're just gay like that. But engine lights came on.
Say his and hers?
No, they don't. They say hers and his. On the same license.
Say hers and hers.
You know, mine says half mine. That's what it says.
Half mine.
My half's. I'm going to get one that says my half's paid for.
Nice.
But But they had, like, their check engine lights came on, right? I mean, the cars are literally almost exactly the same, all the way down to the mileage. And my dad takes his car in because he's totally fucking impatient and spends, like, $700 getting the check engine light turned off. I look on YouTube on my phone and find a guy who's like, turn the key to this position, pump the gas 10 times, turn it off, you know, wait 30 seconds, turn it back on, pump it 5 more times, and I'll be damned if I didn't fucking turn my mom's check engine light off in like 45 seconds.
Wow. It's like hacking a video game. Up, up, down, left, right, A, B.
Then my dad was so pissed he went to the place that gypped him and he got the shit beat out of him.
What?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Imagine that. You know what? You never hear that story where the guy's like so mad he goes down to the store to fucking prove a point and gets the shit kicked out of him instead of like beating someone up.
No, you never
nice
hear that.
That's on an old classic. I'm gonna show those fucking guys and get the fucking piss beat out of you.
You know, wow.
Have you ever tried to help someone and then somehow you kind of turn into the asshole? Have you ever had that happen?
That happens daily in my household.
Yeah, it's like you offer to fucking help someone out of the goodness and kindness of your heart, and then somehow at the end of the day, you're the fucking asshole, like you fucked them over for not helping them correctly or something.
Well, usually here I find that it's I decide to help, but I'm just not helping fast enough. Can't you help faster?
Is that the deal? Just light a fire while you're resting, Rufus. I can see you're resting. Why don't you, can't you help? Quit resting and help.
Yes, exactly.
I have a cousin who I've helped, right? I've just been helping him. And you know what? He can't get around that good or whatever. But it's like now if I'm not convenient to help him, I'm like a fucking douchebag. You know, it's like I never should have started. Out of the goodness of my heart, I like started helping this guy, but now I'm like some kind of dickhead if I'm not fucking available, like whenever, wherever, to fucking help this guy. It's annoying as fuck.
Wow.
Call
have
in
you
if
ever,
you've ever had that.
Yeah, 646-478-0616. Give us a call. Let us know if you're a douchebag and you don't want to be.
That was not supposed to be a rant, Rufus. That was just more of like a question to you.
Well, on a related note, have you ever had – this is something my wife does to me pretty often. She's got to be quiet now. She'll text me or email me on her phone and ask me to call somebody. And I'm like, you're using your phone to ask me to call somebody. Why don't you just fucking call them?
Right. No, I have not had that happen, luckily.
Or to look
for me.
Up
unfortunately,
on the
I think I've probably done that to my wife. See, now that I'm more than happy to do.
Well, I've had my wife send me a text from her phone with a phone number to call. Can you call this number and tell them blah, blah, blah? And it's like following up on some call that she was on hold for 40 minutes the day before, and I'm clueless about the topic at hand.
Right. You, like, give them some number, and they're like, oh, yeah, that like we were telling you yesterday, Mr. Rufus. And you're just like, I have no idea what the fuck I'm even on hold for.
Exactly. Exactly.
No, I've probably been guilty of sending my wife a text telling – you know what I do, though, when we can't figure something out? I'm like, let me go Google that. Then I go in the computer room for, like, 4 hours and, like, show up back – it seems like I was gone. You know, but I was, like, doing something. Yeah, I was just Googling that between videos of puppies. But I was not spending quality time with the family. That's what's most important.
It takes a long time to Google. You're Googling right.
Let me go Google. You know what? When she comes in, I, like, smack the side of the computer. I'm like, I don't know, man. This thing's just not running right today. Seems awful slow.
I need to check the spark plugs. I need to put some oil
yeah,
in my
you
computer.
Know what? I'm going to have to run down to the fucking auto parts store and get a 30-amp fuse, I think, for this thing. I'll be back in about 6 hours.
So we got any vacuum tubes laying around? This thing is really slow.
Yeah, what's going – then I'm like, I'm just going to go down and – I'm going to go out and check the wires. I'm going to go check the internet wire down by the liquor store. I think there's a short.
That's where the data hub is next to the Quickie Mart Liquors.
It's right in the back room of my cousin's liquor store where I like to fucking hang out. It's so convenient.
It is convenient. I'll be back.
Same convenient for my wife, but convenient for me. But yes, no, I mean, I just feel like sometimes I'm just taken advantage of, my good-hearted nature. But you know what? Really, I told myself this year I was going to be more assertive this year,
yeah.
Right? You're just like, I'm going to be more assertive with things, whatever the fuck that exactly means. I was thinking, like, assertive with, like, paying bills on time and shit like that. You know what I mean? That was, like, my idea of assertive. Because I don't like assertive people. So I just can't imagine myself being this assertive fucking douchebag that walks around, like, in people's faces telling them what to do. And, you know, I find out that most of the time it's, like, mothers at, like, the grade school and stuff who are the most fucking selfish, rude, assertive people I've ever fucking met in my life with, like, agendas for little kids.
Absolutely. Yeah, assertiveness is...
So
fucking
strange.
Yeah. Assertiveness is like it's having an agenda and stoking the fucking flames to get it fucking done. I mean, you got to be a douchebag to be assertive. You do.
Yeah, I know. It's sad to say that, isn't it? It's like you have to be a douchebag to get fucking shit done. Otherwise, people don't take you seriously.
But now,
you know,
if you're
like,
on the shit end of the stick, I mean, if somebody's trying to fuck you over, you got to be assertive. Be like, no, I already paid for that.
Right.
You know, I paid my monthly cell phone bill, so no, I'm not giving you any money. But it's different to be like, no,
right,
I'm fucking bologna in the sandwich, you dick. You work at Subway for a living? What a joke. Put a tomato on it.
Give me that fucking tomato before I slap you. Sometimes I just want to fucking slap the shit out of you over there on the other side of the fucking counter.
Not a sandwich, artist.
Oh, that was
sandwich.
Me.
Ah.
That was me when we worked in Delaware, thinking about the fucking customers. I just want to fucking jump over there and fucking slap you.
Weren't they all just dipshits? Especially on Thursday with the cheesesteak day and all the car dealership guys from the Motor Mile coming down.
We sell cars. I'm super important because I wear a tie and probably make less than you do. Somehow at the end of the week,
right.
I owe money to the fucking company.
Exactly. None of those guys, they try to dress up. They wear, like, the ties and the shirts, but you can tell they got them at Ross. They were, like, didn't tuck in right. They had the collar was a little off kilter.
The fucking pants are, like, fucking 3.5 inches too long, like, stuck under their fucking loafer heel.
That's right. They're all stacked up on their shins.
Oh, my God. Those guys were hilarious. You know what? Laughing at those guys was, like, one of my favorite parts of the job.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they were like,
laughing.
I would love to see where most of those guys are now. Probably,
yeah, they're probably
dead of pill overdoses. No, they weren't clever enough to work at a sub shop. Not Delaware number 8,
that's
for sure.
True. That's true.
You had to be kind of clever to fucking work there. That wasn't, that was not your average sub shop, dude. We could have fucking legitimately make a short movie about what was going on at Delaware Subs. You know what I mean? Just the character
TV show. They could have been on like H2.
There.
Absolutely.
I mean, I was a character. I like to think you were a character as well. I mean, we're just characters because we're just cool people. But that guy Richard, he was fucking a whack job. No doubt about that. Connor Harrington? Even Aaron, in his own fucking weird way, was just like a misfit. He was like the misfit character.
You couldn't write a better cast than like me, you, Richard, Connor, Aaron, Victor. That's a fucking Golden Globe winning show right there.
It really
Everybody's so fucking strange.
It really is. I think I'm going to get hair plugs. Can I play myself if I get hair plugs?
Yeah, sure.
See, you're really fortunate, dude. You can probably shave your beard and your head, and you'll look exactly the same as you did the summer of 96.
Yeah. You know what I always say whenever I get carded? I sometimes still do. Somebody says, you don't look your age. I always say, well, alcohol is a preservative.
I'm pickled. Don't worry about me. I'm pickled. I don't know. Why was it so kind to you and yet so hard on me? No one cards me anymore. Yes, they do, but only because it's the law. And I'm to the point where I'm like, you're fucking kidding, right? You really, am I like a fucking here for your amusement? You're really going to make me fucking go back out to my car to get my fucking billfold, but I come in here fucking four nights a week, and I see you, and I know you by your first fucking name, and you're going to fucking guard me like I was abducted by some fucking thing in the last 24 hours, and they like someone's living my life.
Right.
You've never had that happen? Please.
No.
You probably
have. ID in my car? That's asking for trouble, leaving your ID in your car.
Well, I mean, battle's won for the bad guy.
Consider your car and your identity.
Maybe that's dangerous if you're like 25. Well, you know, in all honesty, my ID was in my car that was running with my 6-year-old in the back seat. So I felt like my ID was in good shape.
Yeah, I've got my transmission's
right?
got a problem. I keep my 6-year-old in the floorboard, kind of revving the gas a little bit.
Just kind of keeping it even
just
keep
it going. Keep
it from stalling.
Yeah,
right, keep it from stalling.
Look,
otherwise, nothing's more embarrassing than watching your 6-year-old crawl around in the parking lot tapping on your starter underneath your car while you're trying to start it.
Yes. He's got a siphon and gas, too.
Tell me that. How classic, how fucking awesome of a skit would that be? To, like, you know, you're sitting trying to start your car in some parking lot with your, telling Levi, get over there, man. Try to spark those two wires together, you know, hand him a wrench or something. And he's like, I just go, ow, Dad, it hurts. And you're just, keep doing it. I almost got it.
Almost.
Right. The whole idea that he's sitting fucking underneath the car. No one would say a fucking word, probably. You know it?
No, not Arkansas.
This is kid helping his dad start a car. Now, if you had a couple of empty beer cans on the floorboard, that's a fucking spectacle right there.
Or whenever he complains, you could just whip one at him, whip a beer can, and shut up!
Get out and start pouring some beer over the engine. I just need lubed up a little bit, son.
That's right. Got to get the corrosion off the battery post. All right.
No, we need to do a test to, like, one of those what would you do's where you do, like, a clean-cut guy telling his kid to get on there, now, son, I want you to spark the alternator plug to the blah, 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 you know what I mean? Like, he's teaching some 6-year-old who's under the car, and then just some random
yeah.
kid's like, just around down there with it. You'll get it. With some beer cans. The beer cans are necessary.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. As always.
I love those, like, what would you do is when it's like some guy wants to, like, beat some other dude up. You know what I
mean? Yeah, I've seen that.
I've seen a lot of things. I've really never seen two grown men fight. I mean, have you seen that? Is that something you've seen?
No, not on that show. I've seen it get close. I don't remember what the scenario was, but there was a group of, like, three fucking meatheads came in, like, right out of the gym. And, oh, it was a coffee shop. And so this guy was being a total dick to, like, the girl making the coffee. And it was staged, you know, and he's like, triple latte, mocha, sriracha sauce, sugar packet, mango light, you know. And, of course, she fucked it up. And he's like, no, you fucking make it again, being a total dick.
Oh, my God.
And taking, like, 10 minutes to do it. Of course, he made her, like, make it, like, three times. And these meatheads behind the counter were just like, you're a fucking tool, man. And they were... they were getting pretty rowdy. They had to, like, come in and say, I'm John Quinones or whatever. But,
Are you serious? They did not?
No.
John
Quinones
was not there.
Well, what about the host of What Would You Do? That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I thought you were saying that you actually saw that happen in real life.
No.
John Quinones came out.
Have I ever seen that on the show? Like, no, that's the closest I've ever seen on the show that happened.
No, I meant, have you ever seen, like, two grown men fight in real life?
No, I haven't. Damn.
I mean, I don't, it's just, I mean, it's like, you hear about it, but it's just, like, something you never see. But 9 times out of 10, actually, I'm going to go ahead and say probably 10 times out of 10, alcohol is involved always alcohol and a woman, or probably money, drugs. I'm sure a lot of it happens over drugs.
All the above, probably in one big mix.
Luckily, you know, a successful guy like you doesn't worry about those 99% problems. You only got your 1% problems to worry about, like how to hide
my
stash your cash.
Stash my cash.
Well, you know, tax season is among us. If you'd like Rufus to give you some tax tips, please give us a call at 646-478-0616. He'll happily do so. He's very knowledgeable in those areas.
Actually, I could actually use some tax input if anybody wants to call in and give me some tax input. 646-478-0616. Looks like I'm owing a lot of money. So please tell me how to stop owing money to the government.
Yeah. Yes. Well, your home office, you know, you can save some coin there for sure.
That's true.
You got to get to write that off. Write off your internet. I mean, you can't work without your internet. Can't work without your cell phone.
I'll tell you what fucked me over was renting our house out while we were in Nicaragua.
Yeah.
So that's income. Ooh,
got that rental income.
Killed us.
Did you make a lot of dough doing that?
We broke even. I think we walked away every month with a couple of $100, but we just didn't want to.
Did you get to give to Uncle Sam? It's not even worth it. At the end of the day, Uncle Sam gets all the fucking rental income. You just get stuck with the fucking bills.
Yeah, exactly.
Does not pay to own property.
Well, the deal is we rented it, so that's income we got to fucking claim. And then we ended up selling the house, and we made a profit on that. So, of course, Uncle Sam's like, oh, you made some money? Look at me.
Right. Of course. Yeah. Of course you made money. You should have. I mean, you could have flipped any of that money into this house, though, right? And just buy it like a – well, you didn't buy an expensive house, though.
No.
I mean, usually you've got like
90
days to buy a house that's just like your old house, and then you don't have to pay taxes on it, really. I mean, that's the plan anyways. That's their way of not getting you to put money in your pocket.
Right.
Bastards.
Bitches.
I hate roads.
I do hate roads. I hate paying for roads. I love driving on them, especially when they're well made and have no potholes. Love to drive on them. I refuse to pay for them.
The bullshit is that you pay for them twice. You got to pay for your taxes, but then you also have to pay. Well, you used to have to have your car inspected. And you got to pay for your license plate. You know what I mean? That money is supposed to go towards the fucking roads.
Yeah, and then some roads have tolls.
Just the shittily made ones.
Yeah, exactly. We have to put a toll on the city road, make it better.
Winter around here, dude, you can fucking... They don't fix the potholes until, like, June. And they get, like, water in them. So they just, like, get bigger and bigger. I've seen so many cars just on the side of the road with their tire fucking blown out. I'm surprised you don't read about someone getting killed because their tire blows out and they fucking lose control of their car and end up hitting, like, 20 other cars.
That is surprising. I've thought about that before, just making long road trips, and you see those chunks of tires on the road, and you're like, shouldn't there be, like, blood stains and carnage? I mean, even if the blowing out the tire didn't actually make my car move, I would freak out so much that I would just go ape shit and drive right into oncoming traffic.
Dude, when we went on not our last road trip, but the one before, we literally had one of those fucking tires from an 18-wheeler, like, comes undone. That's what happens when you see all that shit. And the fucking thing, Rufus, it was like slow motion. You could see it coming, like, spinning, right, in the air. Just like you see on fucking TV, it was insane. And it missed our windshield, I swear to God, by probably 3 inches and went, like, to the right. You know, just like, I don't know how it didn't fucking hit us. I really don't. But it was a fucking miracle because it probably would have beheaded my wife. It was fucking scary. I don't know. I mean, that shit happens all the time.
Can't imagine, dude. Can't imagine.
Well, it's like I was telling you here that those people hit that deer, and the deer, like, bounced off their car and went through the windshield of the other car and was, like, laying in the passenger seat. Of course, they put the – yeah, we were going to make a Beats commercial out of that, were we not?
I made part of the commercial. Didn't I play it for you? No, Boots. Boots Mobile?
No.
Oh, no, the Beats the headphones.
No, you
right,
did not.
Right.
Right, for the headphones, yes.
Well, I made
so we need to probably get in touch with Dre.
I made half a Boost Mobile GPS commercial. Didn't I send you that?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, man. It's pretty good so far. It's totally... It's racist just because I'm white. If a black guy did it, it'd be hilarious.
Oh,
and
no,
I was thinking about...
no. No, I heard that it's the GPS thing, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. You need to play that on the show. We should cue that up for next Tuesday's show.
Yeah, I need to finish it. It needs an ending, something to wrap it up.
Well, I mean, you know what? Let's write the ending live on the show. You can live record it.
Ooh, I could, actually.
So what's going on? Which room are you in now? Because looking on the Skype, it looks like you're in a different... You know what, Rufus? Stop the presses. You need to get that beer out of the back of your toilet.
My wife found it because the toilet wouldn't flush.
Oh, no!
She came out a couple of days ago. She came out and she's like, what the hell is this? Because I didn't tell her about it. I just put it in there for the picture, but I left it. I was like, I want to see what happens. And it's like 3 or 4 days later, I hear a ruckus going on in the bathroom with some plunging and stuff. And she comes up with the beer. She's like, what the hell is this?
Was it cold?
Well, yeah, it tasted great.
Did you drink it?
No.
What? What could have possibly happened to clean water in the back of the toilet?
I may have drank it. I think she just hosed it off and put it in the fridge. So I probably ended up
right.
having it. But this is like, you know, 1 p.m.
I was hoping that you could go live with that beer and let us know how cold it was. Maybe I'll send you a thermometer. That's all right.
Like,
I don't blame you, dude. I blame your wife.
Yeah, amen, brother.
Yeah. Why don't you go beat her up a little bit again? I mean.
I got to let my knuckles heal, man.
Oh, yeah. Ever since you moved, you've been putting a real fucking beat down on her. There's no doubt about that. When no one can hear, and the little guys at school, I can't imagine how you're just going to town.
We're on 2 acres surrounded by ranch land, dude. I'm just waylaying every day.
Let me see those pretty pink things. Let's see those knuckles.
Float like a butterfly.
Oh, damn,
like a bee.
Dude. Damn, I don't even know if that one knuckle level will ever be the same, the way you got it in there, the way that it's all broken up like that.
Badge of
looks
honor,
good.
My friend. Badge
looks
of
like
honor.
You're doing some good work down there, Ruth. Some good work.
I tattooed her initials on that one.
And split skin.
Yes.
You used her own teeth. I used my own teeth to give me a tattoo for her own teeth. For people
that's
listening,
right.
You know that we're kidding. I am not a misogynist, but Rufus is, obviously.
Well, everybody's got to have a hobby.
Well, you know, and you know what? It doesn't really cost anything. Just what it was, whatever a case of beer costs.
That's right. It's totally free. Just get drunk and be a misogynist.
Hey, you're right. It is a hobby. And you know what? I'll tell you what. You're damn good at it, too. You're
it's
damn
more of
good
a passion than a hobby. More of a passion.
Yeah. You know what? When do you feel like you cry? I think you've turned it into more than a hobby. When you moved to a special place in Arkansas where you can get away with that.
That's
where no one will hear.
Step.
I think that's where you made the jump.
Well, I'm thinking about making another leap. I don't know if I'm there yet, but maybe going to Utah so then I can marry several women and beat the shit out of all of them. And even maybe
you know,
beat the shit out of each other for my entertainment.
Dude, and not to mention you could, like, make a show out of it. You could, like, have your – where the fuck – I want to know, have you ever seen that show where that fucking guy has 5 wives? And somehow he makes enough money that they have 5 fucking houses? That's total fucking bullshit, dude. There's no fucking way.
No.
And like 20 kids? Impossible. Impossible.
Right.
Right? I mean, you know, they're getting every kind of fucking assistance you can probably get for your kids. You know what I mean? They're like on Social Security. and all that bullshit. And they're like, we got 20 fucking kids from Five Lives. It's the most wonderful thing ever in the world. And food stamps. That drives me fucking berserk. I mean, anytime you... I saw that Duggar show. You know that Duggar show?
Yeah.
They got like
20
kids.
Yeah, I know that Duggar show.
They have to eat in shifts, and they have a fucking fountain, like a pop fountain like it, you have at a restaurant in their fucking house. If you're doing that, you've got too many fucking kids.
Yes.
So give us a call, Duggars. I dare you. 646-478-0616.
Okay, that's a show note. Give us a call, Duggars. I dare you.
They're probably having sex.
One of the kids, Mike,
right,
please.
Now.
If you're one of the kids and
here's
you escape to freedom, give us a call.
The lady has all those kids, then she has a miscarriage, right? Which I would think you have to expect. I mean, you've
that
been pregnant
probably,
20
that,
times.
So that fetus probably overheard everything going on and was like, fuck this shit.
Oh, my God. I wonder, maybe it is up to the fetus in the womb that it's just like, fuck this. I'm going to try for the next life. You know what? I'm going to take
It's like an ejection seat in a plane.
I'll
nope,
just take a pass.
I'm out.
I mean, sadly enough, there's plenty of kids that probably would. I mean, I see some crazy shit at the store, dude. You ever seen at the store where, like, the lady's just, like, obviously abusing the fucking kids right there, and you're just like, wow, that is really fucking unhealthy for everyone, including me.
That's right. I could
like
tell how many times I walked out of Walmart with PSTD.
That's why I drink. I drink because other people's misery makes me pain.
Makes me pain.
You get what I'm saying there, don't you, Roof?
That's a very Frankenstein way to say it.
You just think about those poor kids, how they have to go home and be fucking shat upon. Before you know it, they're in the parking lot, crawling under the car, trying to get it to start, getting in the trunk. You kids get in the trunk now. Here's something crazy. I can't even tell you. You know, you read about these kids who get in the trunks and, like, die inside of a fucking trunk. I mean, it's obviously it's a tragedy. But, I mean, we used to lock each other in the fucking trunk.
Yeah,
but I
do.
Guess we
they
like
do.
Each other enough just to let the other person out and not be like, I guess I'll go play Nintendo now. Totally forget about some kid in the trunk.
That's right.
What was I doing? I have ADHD.
They should make Nintendo games that like have a built-in reminder every 10 minutes. Check the trunk.
Don't check the trunk.
Let
check
your friend
the
out
trunk.
Of the trunk.
They could just invent a Nintendo game where you just put people in trunks. Where you just like let your friend in and out of a trunk of like different brands of a car. And so no one can get hurt.
It's Super Trunk Brothers.
Super There's coins. There's only coins inside the trunk. Like on the floor
That's
of the
trunk. Coins.
Or when I was a kid, there was a show, right? I can't remember if it was a movie or a TV show where this kid was going to, like, cryogenically freeze himself, and he put a bunch of dry ice inside of, like, an old pipe, right?
Jeez.
And he was locking himself in there. He was going to chain himself in there, and his friend was helping him. And the friend, like, went and got help after the kid was in there for, like, 2 minutes. You know what I mean? He's like, uh-oh, I better go tell the adults or whatever. And they, like, saved the kid. And for the longest time, I was, like, mad at the kid that went and got the other people. I'm like, you should have just let him fucking stay in there. He'd have been fine.
No shit.
You know what I mean? You ruined the whole show.
Right. Well, they obviously researched, so he would have woken up in the future.
Exactly. And then after that, I was like, man, I want to get in a fucking refrigerator so bad. Did you ever want to get in a refrigerator?
Yeah. Of course, I still want to get in a refrigerator.
You know what? We should have gotten the refrigerator at the sub shop. We kind of missed out on that.
Yeah, it didn't even have a walk-in. We should have cleared
it
out and got
not.
In.
Yes, we should have cleared out and got in. I mean, we did take naps underneath the counter there.
Well, some of us did. Others did the work of two people.
Right, yes, I know. I'm pretty sure we used to take turns. But Dave Tucci, I think I'm having a Facebook conversation with Dave Tucci.
How?
Because Tucci's, I follow Tucci Southside Subs, and he put a picture of an Italian classic, I guess it's called now. And I put no Prosciutto, right? Remember the Prosciutto?
Oh yeah.
And he put knows. He wrote back. Let me look at it here. I'll read it to you. What he wrote me back.
I'm amazed.
And you
That's
tell
awesome.
Me. Let's see. I'm surprised you don't follow Southside Subs.
I thought I did.
I mean, I'm guessing it's their, Dave who puts this stuff up here.
I built their website.
Oh shit! Where is it, Dave? Anyways, he put no zigzag. That would be the Italian gourmet that comes with the capicola. He like did a sales pitch on the sandwich, right?
And I wonder if it was him or just like an employee that manages the Facebook page or something.
That's what I'm wondering if it's Dave. And this is how I'm going to find out, because I put, oh yeah, unfortunately it's been 18 years since I was there, but that guy Dave was pretty cool.
Awesome. I got to tell you, the last
you know
time I was in South...
Dave would love that. Dave would love to think of someone
about you. That Southside Subs menu is pretty fucking good. It has all the classics that, you know, we know. Of course, they're renamed for legal reasons, but he's got some other shit. But it's good. He went back to using Boar's Head. And nostalgic. There's nothing like that here.
It was good.
And,
it was
looking
good.
At the website. And all the pictures look
right
delectable.
Now?
Yeah, there's nothing like that around here. You can't get a good, just big, fat, juicy Italian sub in Arkansas.
Let me tell you what not to do. Do not, under any circumstances, think if you build a great place where people can get a good sandwich that they will come, because they will not.
Mm-mm.
Some people will come, but it won't be enough to get your nut. I speak from experience. I ate a lot of subs, let's put it that way.
Really?
I knew it was really bad when my dogs and cats had to eat sub sandwiches. I just had to take them home as free subs.
Did you have how many places did you have? One, two?
No, just one. Just one. Actually, it wasn't that bad. I ended up selling it to a guy, and he went out of business like 7 months later, but he had no fucking brain. I mean, I feel bad for the guy, kind of, but... The guy was not very smart. I mean, and you know, I warned
really?
Him. I let him videotape, I videotaped the whole fucking thing on how to run the store, right? I videotaped it. How to make every fucking sandwich. How to do the ordering. You know, I could have started a fucking franchise with this videotape, honest to God. And the guy just was a fucking idiot, apparently.
Well, why was he, as an idiot, how does an idiot just come out of the woodwork and buy a restaurant?
He had had one failed restaurant already, 10 years prior.
Well make it two.
Right. And then I guess he had some kind of fry machine or some automatic chip maker that he just had to put back into use. And it was on. It was on after I put the ad in the paper. I mean, I'm glad the guy bought it. I don't feel like I ripped the guy off, so... I just think he did not know. He wanted all his family members to work there, right? It was just like one of those deals. This is the one thing I learned about hiring family. Don't fucking do it.
No.
Family are the fucking... it's different. Not like you and Dave, right? That's kind of different. I'm talking about your brother or your cousin, someone your age. You just can't fucking do it. You can't depend on fucking someone that... thinks they're entitled to half your shit. Like my wife.
Yeah, no shit.
Man, we are just turning this into a rant fest. What's going on? You know what? I'm done ranting. Let's lighten up the mood a little bit.
don't know. I'm going to do like a rant.
What can we do to lighten the mood? What can we do to lighten the mood tonight, Rufus? I'm going to take another bong in, I think. Would you mind?
No, not at all. We're about to head into the VIP section, actually. It seems like there's
yes,
still a delay,
right,
even though I'm calling in on my phone.
Yeah, I'm noticing that, too. It's pretty annoying. I wasn't sure if that was what was going on, but it seems like it.
Yeah, it's there. I think it's the Skype BTR connection on your end. But does my voice sound okay with this new contraption that I've got going on here? Can you hear me?
Yeah. It sounds fine. Why, does it sound
Lord.
Weird on your end? What's that?
Somebody's knocking on the door. Hang on.
Somebody's ringing the bell. Somebody's knocking at the door. I'm going to play a song for us all. So hold on to it, too. We're going to play Beer is Food, so get you one.
After a hard day's work, a tray of fingers itching, open them all to murk. Spend all day slinging sandies at the local sub shop. They got the only thing that gets me through it is a whole bunch of coming high. Yeah, beer is food, that's what it's for. Yeah, beer is good.
Outer region.
What's going on? Where? Can you hear me?
Yes, in the outer regions.
Okay.
Out there.
The outer regions.
Well, just the knock
Bangle?
On the door. Emergency.
Oh. The kids got growing pains. So the wife's going into
really?
Town to get pills, medicine, aspirin. I mean,
oh no. Growing pains. You're gonna like have to buy him a new. Maybe it'll be like big, and he'll be totally grown up tomorrow. Then he can go out and get a job.
Yeah, help me
and
build
forget,
a fence.
I hope that happens. I hope that happens to my daughter tonight. We can have a dual income. Her and her mom can go to work, and I can stay home by myself.
Yeah, I hope I wake up tomorrow and I'm retired. That'd be awesome.
What? I mean, yes, that would suck, and no, it wouldn't suck. You know what I mean? It sucked to be that much older,
yeah.
But it's like every nightmare I ever have, dude, I'm like late for school. I'm waking up and I'm late for fucking high school. And it's like the worst feeling in the world. The worst fucking nightmare I have is that right there.
My parents are old.
That's how,
I mean, they're, you know, the mid, late 60s, early 70s. They're the happiest I've ever, ever fucking seen them. They're both retired. They're so like, fuck it, you know? Like, I think being old, you reach a point, like, psychologically, philosophically, where you're like, eh, I'm going to die. What the fuck ever. At least I've got to fucking work. Woo!
Yeah, I know, exactly. Give me death before you give me work. Death before taxes. Now you finally get, like, some of the money back. You paid in all those fucking years, you're getting to get some of the money
labor.
Back. Are we going to take this bitch into the VIP?
We're in the VIP, my friend. One
no,
minute.
We're 50 seconds. 50 seconds till the VIP, right? So
no,
we just
want
to say to you, dude, check us out Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 Central. When will we be on, like, at the same time together, Rufus? Any idea?
I don't even know if Arkansas does the time change or anything. I have no idea.
Yeah. Guess you'll have to find out. Your car clock will probably tell you when it changes one day, and you're like, huh, my watch is wrong. That's the only time I ever know, except for when I talk to people, and I'm like, man, that fucking time change really fucked me up. You ever have
yeah.
people, I missed a whole day of work because time changed for an hour. I couldn't get there on
That's
time.
That's right. I missed my wedding because the alarm was fucked up.
Welcome to the VIP part of the show. Rufus, you in the VIP?
I am here, my friend.
You know what's so weird? It's like when I open a window and I cover you up, I feel like you can't see me. You know what I mean? I know that sounds weird, but does that make any sense?
Yeah, that's
like
a lot
you're
of
like
sense.
Looking instead of like you looking up here, I think
uh-huh.
that you're like looking through the little window on the Skype screen. That's how fucking retarded I am.
That's quite a bit retarded. I just forget, like, if I close Skype, I forget that you can see me. Luckily,
right.
I haven't, like,
that's,
my
I
nose
guess that's kind
or
of what I mean.
Scratched my ass. So.
Yeah, while we were on break, dude, I had to go to the song because I actually spilled the bong all over my fucking shirt.
I
we
no,
can watch that back.
I thought you changed for the VIP section. I was like, God damn, he takes it seriously. There's no lights behind you. You're in a black shirt. Like,
oh,
you
know, unfortunately.
Spouting off some beat poetry?
The lights sucks, actually, because the stupid fucking light burned out. Like the light
right.
that goes inside the thing. And somehow it's like a light bulb. Basically, it costs the same to buy a whole new disco ball thingy than it would the fucking light bulb. That's how fucking stupid they are. Or smart, I guess.
Like a printer. Cheaper to buy a printer
yeah.
than a cartridge.
It's like, you know who invented that? Was obviously the people who invented the razor.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's why I use our new sponsor, DollarShaveClub.com. In fact, I just got my razors in today, and boy, oh boy, am I feeling smooth.
You are clean shaven. You get some new glasses? Looks like you got some new shades there.
Well, I couldn't find mine, so I stole the wife's.
You're looking good, dude. You know what? Very, I'm going to go ahead and say it, very Kurt Cobain of you.
Oh, my.
I'm going to put on my super curly glasses. for the VIP.
I do smell like teen spirit.
How come people never say, like, hey, your eyes, I love your baby browns?
I don't know, man.
Are brown eyes that awful?
I guess so. I've actually had a random woman come up to me and be like, your eyes look like turds. I didn't know how to
wow.
react.
Wow. Thank you. You should have said, like, well, your breath smells like them.
But she was hot. I wanted to hook up. So I was like, yes, I have poop in my eyes. Will you touch me?
And you're joking, or was she hot?
No, I'm totally joking.
Oh, so no one ever even came up to you and said you had eyes that look like shit? I mean, honestly, if you think about it, associating brown eyes with a baby instead of saying baby browns like baby shit is more realistic than saying baby blues.
That's true. And most baby shit's green anyway.
Oh, yeah, I guess green eyes. I guess I'm all wrong in my thinking there then, Roof. I apologize for that.
Baby, your eyes are so beautiful. They look like little pools of baby shit. They're so
green.
Green
baby shit. Delicioso. You know, I went to the gym again today.
Whew.
Why, I don't know. Today, it was even more disgusting than last time because literally no one wiped off their fucking machine today.
Really?
Nobody.
Why?
Not one other person except for me. And you know what? I know people saw me. I was, like, shaking my head. And people, you know, like you got your headphones on. I'm, like, kind of in my own little world. But, you know,
yeah.
Of course, there's a bunch of people running and shit around me. And I, first of all, it really sucked because I thought I had, like, the best position in the whole thing. Like, the whole room. There's, like, a room with, like, 40 treadmills and, like, step machines and shit in it, like in four rows. And I like to go in the very back corner, like the pervert I am, just so I can watch what everybody's doing. Not even to be
yeah.
pervy, just so I know. I just can't stand the idea of someone behind me. You know what I mean?
Like
directly behind me. Drives me berserk. So
you were NAMM.
I walk all the way over to like the world would be the best machine in that room for me. And it looks like it's all on and stuff. Of course, I get on it, and it won't fucking work. So I was like, God damn it. This fucking, I'm playing too much for this fucking membership for this bullshit. Then I go,
were
and
you
I,
too heavy
like,
for it?
I have to, this is what I really try to avoid, is getting next to some chick, right? Because I'm just, like, self-conscious. I'm like, I don't want this chick to think I'm, like, hitting on her or something. You know what I mean? Or, like,
uh-huh.
I don't know. I just, it just seems creepy. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So, of course,
it's like
I have
your,
to go.
Your
this
whole
is,
etiquette, basically.
Tell me how awful is I. So, I have to go next to this chick, and she's like a fucking tweenager. You know what I mean? It's the only other working treadmill. I won't do any. I hate all the other machines. So, I'm like getting ready. I put my thing on, and I'm like, you know, pumping up the machine, getting the music going and stuff. And she's like looking over at me, and I'm not making eye contact, right? I'm like, no, you know what? I don't want this people to think I'm like some kind of weirdo. You know?
Right.
So then she, like, moves. She, like, got her stuff and, like, moved away from me. And I'm like, that
what?
Little fucking bitch. Yes.
Did you
I don't know
her?
Why exactly. I'm liking to tell myself that she moved because she wanted to be by the window or something. I don't even know why. But what a little fucking bitch. Now I've got, like, some kind of self-consciousness going on. I don't even want to go back to the gym ever, Rufus.
Well, yeah, the window's an escape route. She's like, okay, not only do I have to get far away from this guy in here, but to make sure I can get out of here.
And you know what? When she was standing in front of that window, all I thought was like, I wish I was a sniper right outside that fucking window, man. This fucking waster.
Was she hot?
No, she was like a little fucking kid. And no,
and
no, she wasn't hot either.
This kid totally didn't turn me on, like most kids.
Yeah, this kid, I was not turned on by this. I was not turned on at all by this prepubescent teen.
Oh, my God.
No, I was, you know what, and the local Y, I mean, I don't know. It's not the Y anymore. The Y, like, pulled its affiliation with this place or something. The place says vice versa, but I don't believe it. But I was getting scuba lessons there once when I was in high school, and someone broke into like 10 cars in the parking lot and stole like radar detectors and stereos and shit. And
yeah.
Tuesday morning, I drive to high school, right, in my car with the broken window. My buddy comes up to me and like hands me a fucking radar detector and a stereo. And he's like, "Hey dude," he hands me my own stereo back and is like, "Hey dude, we were busted into cars at the Y the other night, and I accidentally broke into your car and got your stereo. Here's your stereo back and a radar detector to pay for the window." Like,
what?
Thanks a lot, dickhead. True story.
Dude,
that's a true story.
That's a chapter in your autobiography. That is awesome.
Yeah, well, I was so pissed when I fucking came out, too. I was so pissed. You know what? My buddy just had his car stolen, right? Which, to me, seems like a pretty big deal. Big deal to you? Well,
it was a big deal.
Oh, that's right. You did have it happen in Austin, right?
Yeah. But I found it myself. But anyway, we've been over that.
So he gets his car stolen. This is how this guy is, though. He lives alone in an apartment in like a two-story walk-up jobby. He's Christmas Eve. He's the only car on the street, he tells me, all right? And he hears people getting into a car and driving off. He wonders if it's his car, but is too lazy to get out of bed to look. Well, come to find out, it was his car. He wakes up the next morning to the cops pounding on his fucking door, right? He opens the door. They immediately handcuff him and read him his Miranda rights. And
what?
He's like, what am I going to do? He has no idea what the fuck is going on. And they're, like, cuffing him and stuffing him. And he's like, "I guess I just thought I was going to jail." And I was like, "For what?" And he said, "I think for watching too much porn." He literally said that.
Oh, my God.
But so they're like, "You know, you're coming with us and all this stuff." And he's like, "What did I do?" He, like, really thinks he's going to jail for some reason. They're like, "Well, obviously you were drunk last night and crashed your car and just left it, like, smashed into some fucking pole."
Oh,
right?
Wow.
And they just figure he just left the scene of the accident. So
yeah.
He's like, "No, I was home at 8 o'clock. And, you know, he had to prove to them that, you know, he was innocent. And he told me later, he's like, "You know, I knew the passenger door was unlocked, and I was too lazy to go down and lock the door."
Amen.
And his car got fucking stolen. What an idiot, exactly. But, and I was like, "Well, so did they search for prints and stuff on the car?" He's like, "No." They basically told me they're not even going to look for the guy that stole the fucking car.
Yeah, of course not. Of course not.
The deal was it was a stick, and they crashed it because they didn't know how to drive a stick.
I love driving sticks, man. I wish I still had one.
Yeah, I gave up sticks when I started drinking and driving on a regular basis. They just don't make any sense when you got to – it's hard to mix a drink with when you got to shift gears.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That is really true. And it's hard to smoke a cigarette because I had a cigarette thing going on whenever I drove a stick. Boy, it's really hard to drink a beer, pee in a cup, and smoke a cigarette while you're trying to shift into third.
Right.
That's
you got to – something's got to give, dude. Something in that equation has to go, and obviously it's the fucking stick shift.
What I used to do is, like, fucking gun it and speed up to about 80 – and then throw it into neutral, and then while I'm slowing down to 60, I could, you know, light a cigarette, get a beer, is like a little break.
Get all your work done. Get your work done.
That's right.
Your cockpit
return
work.
Return some phone calls. File some paperwork.
Send a few texts. Catch up on last week's paperwork. Maybe search your phone for some kind of porn.
Do the crossword.
All the important stuff.
Yeah.
All the stuff you need to do when you're driving. So growing pains, do you think?
Growing pains.
Go ahead.
He's sick. I think he's just wanting attention. He gets none of it because we pretty much ignore him all the time. So my
too
car
busy
was
fighting.
Into in front of that's right. We ignore our kid most of the time unless we need to use him as a pawn in a fight, and then we argue in front of him about who's the better parent. obviously
make
me.
Him decide.
That's right, and I've occasionally used him as a human shield because he's so light. I can pick him up and dodge blows with him.
You fence with him.
That's right. And he's gaseous. I can use him as a weapon, too. Because he has some beanie weenies, and he's a lethal weapon. I just hold him like that and give him a squeeze.
He's like a gun. He's like a certain part of his stomach, like the trigger.
That's right. Like a flamethrower. my car was broken into in front of Delaware Subs, and I had a guitar stolen. And I actually got it back. I went to the police and reported it, and sure enough, they found it somehow. I remember picking it up.
What, like somebody trying to pawn it or something, or did they actually catch the dude with the guitar?
Yeah, I think somebody tried to pawn it, and that makes sense, because when I worked in a pawn shop, the cops would always come by and get all of our fucking receipts to check serial numbers and stuff. And I picked it up from the police, like, evidence department or whatever. And
no shit.
I'm sure it was pawned, yeah. But I got it back.
Be interesting to know what the guitar had to go through, you know what I mean? Like how many people touched your guitar, probably like a crackhead and a fucking, you know, I mean, it has to start out probably at the lowest level, you know what I mean? Someone who would just grab something out of somebody's car in broad daylight.
Yeah, well, they'd probably use the string to tie their arm off.
Oh, my God, probably the strap.
Oh, yeah, maybe the strap. Ooh.
And they probably use the strings to clean out a nice vein or something. So do you still have the guitar?
No, I ended up actually pawning it and losing it.
In the long run, the pawn shop got the guitar. That's the moral to the story.
The pawn shops always win. That's the moral to the story.
Right.
Pawn shops always
fucking
win.
The moral to any story. Yeah, hands down. Imagine owning that fucking pawn shop in Vegas, open 24 hours. I mean, that is kind of a show waiting to be fucking written right there.
Yeah. Oh, here's a fucking story about pawning a guitar that will blow your mind.
I want to hear it.
When I was 16 years old, my uncle, who didn't even play guitar, but he knew a guy who did, he bought a guitar for $500, a Fender, nice Fender guitar. And I was 16 years old, and me and him and his girlfriend at the time, and just some other friends, went up to Fredericksburg, Texas to see Asleep at the Wheel or somebody play. And we saw it, and we went back to his house, and he's like, hey, dude, I just bought this acoustic guitar. I didn't even know how to play it. I just thought it was a good investment. And he said, but why don't you take it and play it? And I had not even really played acoustic guitar at all at the time. I was like, yeah, okay. So I took it, and I kept it for several years, and I ended up pawning it and losing it. I lost it. I couldn't keep up payments. And so this guitar that I borrowed, that my uncle bought for $500, was gone. And I was like, ew, family secret time. And it never came up. Then years later, I was working at a pawn shop, and some dude came in and pawned that fucking guitar to me. And I was like, I couldn't say anything. I couldn't just, like, take it and run or anything. So I ended up losing a guitar at a pawn shop that it was lent to me. And then 2 or 3 years later, giving a guy a loan to the guy who bought that guitar from the pawn shop that I lost it at. And still, to this day, my uncle has no idea.
Did that guy lose the guitar? Did you get the guitar back?
I don't remember. I don't remember because it was a super busy fucking pawn shop. So
But you do not have the guitar
in
your possession.
Oh, no. I don't have it. No. It's gone.
When we write that in the movie, can we make that so you get the guitar back and then end up pawning it when you're like 70 years old again?
We could. Now, I recognize it because of the stickers on the case and the stickers on the guitar. And I was like, oh, my God. This is the guitar that I basically stole from my fucking uncle, and I haven't even brought up in family reunions for the past 5 years. I just be like, avoid them. Hey, good catch,
hey, what's
huh?
up, Joe?
Yeah. Oh, here's my other uncle. Gotta go.
Hey, you know what you do is you go up to him and be like, hey, dude, you still got that guitar?
Holy shit, you're fucking genius. That's amazing.
Like you gave it back to him.
That's right.
This is what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen? He's like, well, you know, I've got a surprise for you about that guitar, Rufus. That guitar was once owned by Eric Clapton when he was 13 years old. Here's a picture of Eric holding the guitar.
Oh, that's right.
I didn't keep it myself because I was afraid I would pawn it.
Thank God I left it in your trusting hands. By the way,
no,
did you bring it?
Hard Rock wants to give me $3 million for it. We're rich, Rufus. I'm going to split the money with you.
That's right. I got an honorary degree from the Music Institute. I just need to produce the guitar to actually collect it. Do you have it?
And you know what you tell him? You say, you know what, Uncle Rufus? I did you a favor because you just would end up paying taxes on all that money that you were going to get for that guitar anyways.
Right.
You
I
better
thought
not
about
make
how
it
like,
all.
I could say, look, honestly, you way overpaid for that guitar. It was a piece of shit. I did you a favor.
Would that be the truth?
I don't really know. I think, yes, that would be the truth. Based on what I know now. But I don't remember exactly what model it was. So.
Right.
Dark family secret. Skeletons in the closet.
You know what? We should make that into a regular feature for the show. I like that one. That's a good one.
What? Dark family secrets? Skeletons in the
yes.
closet.
Skeletons, yes. Dark family secrets. You know what? If someone, I'm a fan of the Grateful Dead, right? I'm a big fan of the Grateful Dead. But tonight, on the way home from the gym, I heard the Grateful Dead. It was a live show from 1984. And obviously, these were the weakest years in the Dead's fucking history, I'm guessing. They were all coked up or fucking strung out or something. Because no one, not one person who was supposed to be singing for like five songs could remember any of the fucking words. I mean,
really?
Literally.
They were playing it on the radio?
Well, they play it on Sirius Satellite Radio, right? It's like nothing but Grateful
right.
Dead on the Grateful Dead channel. But, I mean, I can't believe the Grateful Dead would even let them play that. I mean, there is like, I mean, it was so bad. I just couldn't fucking believe it.
Oh,
you had
man,
to be a diehard
bad.
Fan to want to see the Dead. Man.
But they bounced back, right?
Yeah. Big time. Big time. Got off the hard drugs for a while, I guess. That they're having some kind of 50th anniversary show here at Soldier Field in Chicago. And, you know, you got to buy tickets or whatever. And I'm like, man, I can't see going to see the Grateful Dead without Jerry Garcia. I just can't see it. Makes no sense.
You know, I'm not even like a Dead fan in the way that you are. Obviously, I respect them as musicians, but I'm not like a follower. And I would totally agree with you. Like, wasn't he... He was basically the Grateful Dead. I mean, it was almost like Jerry Garcia and the Grateful Dead.
Jimi Hendrix experience. It's like seeing Jimi Hendrix without Jimi. It's the Jimi Hendrix band with,
yeah,
I don't know, with
the backup guys.
Right. It's the Jimi Hendrix band and what's that guy, Lenny Kravitz, fronted by Lenny Kravitz. And you're supposed to be like, yeah, it'll be awesome.
Oh, that would be fucking horrible. I'm surprised somebody hasn't put that together, like Lenny Kravitz with the experience doing Jimi Hendrix songs. That just make me fucking vomit.
I don't think there's any way Lenny Kravitz has the fucking chops for that.
Oh, no. They bring in some Kenny Wayne Shepherd or some guy to pretend to have some balls.
Theoretically, you could probably put his guitar through some kind of machine or computer that makes it appear like he's playing hardcore Jimi Hendrix fucking riffs. I mean, I would imagine.
Yeah,
just like some kind of synthesizer type thing where he pushes anywhere on the fucking string and it just makes his sound come out like what would be the correct note.
It's an app. It's free.
If they haven't invented, I need that. I need that app.
The Play Guitar Good app.
Speaking of, you know what? You know, here's an idea for an app. I mean, it seems like we're doing a lot of our best thinking in the VIP. Dude, I've got so many fucking numbers in my mind that I can't, like, keep them all straight. Like, combinations of shit and fucking security passwords and all that bullshit. I mean, I was at the gym today. It took me, like, 10 minutes to get the fucking locker open because I'm like, 16, 28, 22, 11, 21, 16. You know what I mean? Just, like, every fucking number in the world. We need to, like, invent something for your phone where you can undo, like, multiple locks and shit, or, like, put your phone in front of your computer, and it, like, goes through the Bluetooth, through some kind of system, and, you know, automatically does all your fucking passwords in for you. Does that make any sense?
Wow. No, that's a good idea. So it unlocks not only, like, computer passwords, but you can store, like, physical fucking combination locks, maybe passwords to something else. Wow, that's interesting, yeah. Yeah.
Or just like you were saying, the lock. Just, you know where I got the idea was when we were talking about the laundry lock the other day. You know, the laundry lock just needs to be an app, basically, that you wave your phone over. Well, why can't we just invent a lock that you just do that with your phone anyways? Just like a fucking padlock that's synced to your phone.
That's a good idea. And is that something that you build the lock, or do you license that to, like, you fund the largest manufacturer of laundry machine makers, commercial makers in the world, and say, build this into your fucking, we got the patent, you're paying us.
Yes. Yes. You just take the fucking royalties for that forever. Let them deal with all the bullshit. You're just the idea guy.
You would bank off of every fucking university, fucking dorm.
Oh my God, dude. Every condominium, every apartment complex. There's fucking places on the corners where people still do their laundry like fucking animals.
It's all synced through Bluetooth and Wi-Fi, so you walk into the laundromat and it knows, oh, here's my app, here's my code, put it in.
You
gone.
Use your pay. Use your PayPal to fucking juice it up with money, virtual money, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
It goes into the machine. You don't have to fucking touch it or anything. It's just all automatic.
Damn.
You need to do it,
that
Rufus.
That idea went from good better to fucking awesome.
Right now, we need to get the Bug Buddy going, right? We need to really work on that, dude. I'm getting those things. I'm going to put the kits together. I'm going to do some photo ops. I'm working on a sticker and some posters and stuff. And we got to, if we can get the website tight, dude, I would like to launch the fucking Bug Buddy hardcore and use the money to press into some of this other shit. I mean, I'm dead serious. I don't see why we can't make a shitload of money on the Bug Buddy, the whole cannabis kit, dude.
I don't know either.
If we can fine tune that and sell, this is what I want to do. Tell me if this is possible. Okay, we got the 420 Products USA website.
Yeah.
Right. Put our T-shirts on there. Just a link to that store, like we have now on the hypersloth.me. Right. So it's like 420 Products is offering T-shirts as well. Right. The Oil Del Rey stuff I want to put on there too, right? I mean, I think we could sell the shit out of that stuff. And the Bud Buddy kit.
I lost mine.
Oh, did you really? Dude,
yeah.
I have this package that I've got all ready to fucking send out for you, and I keep forgetting to go to the post office, so I'll put some Oil Del Rey in there and send you this package.
Do it. I love that stuff. I mean, for real.
I will. I'll send you a couple of them. I'll send you a couple of them.
Sweet.
But, I mean, if we can get all that shit lined up, dude, I want to launch this thing. I'm going to start making sales calls on with the Bud Buddy shit. It's just go time. It's go time on everything. Hypersloth, I want to, I mean, everything that I do merchandising-wise, I want to tie fucking Hypersloth into the Bud Buddy. Just kind of make it like one thing that, I mean, use each thing to, I guess, advertise the other thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Well, it's a symbiotic thing. You know, each thing sort of feeds off and feeds the other thing.
You know what it is?
Absolutely.
It's like a giant meat bag.
It is. It's a giant meat bag that's well-seasoned.
It's a meat, the conglomerate, meat bag conglomerate.
Meat bag ink.
Oh, my God. There's a subsidiary. I feel subsidiary of Hypersloth. Check us out at Meatbag Inc. All right. You know what I'm going to do too, Rufus? Tomorrow also, and I know I keep saying that, I'm going to get a a camera for my office, like a Skype camera.
Yeah.
Because I do so much better business thinking there, and I can show you the products and shit, that you can get a better idea of what we're trying to achieve with that. You know what I mean? It's hard to do it here in the studio, obviously.
Yeah.
So I will call you in the early evening if that's possible. Just
that
for even a Skype
possible.
Test run. All right,
yeah,
I got to piss
yeah,
super bad, dude. I'm going to pee my pants. So I want to play us out with green eggs and ham. What do you think?
I think that sounds great.
Fried eggs and ham.
Bitch.
I take a menu, please.
Fried eggs and ham, bitch. I like it. Slap it on a plate with my teeth. I bite it. I suck it in my gut. Metabolize it. Do it like the Donner Party. Cannibalize it. Your fried eggs and ham, bitch. Full of protein. Trying to take my plate. Ha! You see me get me? Snap your neck and leave you in a ditch. Now I'm going back for seconds because I need my fix of fried eggs and ham coming from the farmland where they got the fat beans and the chickens on hand. Take a chicken egg, hold it up to the light. If you see a little chicken side, you know it ain't right for breakfast. Omelet or a quiche, you be chomping chicken bones, chicken feathers and a beak. Your fried eggs and ham, bitch, better than the weed. Might not get you high, but your belly it will feed. If you're hungry, you need a hearty meal, yo, fried eggs and ham, bitch. It's a real deal. Lava flowing, my stomach knowing I'm sick of these throwing them. Fried eggs and ham, bitch, it does a body good. I be tracking it down everywhere like I'm in my butt. I do it all face style, I'm a breakfast food of files. Stacking up the plates like I'm Julia Child. I eat it on the East Coast, eat it on the West Coast. I have it down south with a biscuit or on toast. Fried eggs and ham, bitch.